This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 6:45, going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium with Jelly Roll. So stay tuned for your chance to win some tickets coming up at 6:45. Right now, we're going to open up the Junkie Sports page, filling in on what's going on.
Caps were in a little predicament yesterday.
A little bit of a pickle.
Capitals, I'm sure most people have already heard this story, but the Caps were forced to address Alex Ovechkin's future yesterday after an email was mistakenly sent to season ticket holders. And the email said that the 25-26 season would be Ovi's last. Now, the Caps came out via social media and stated that no decision has been made regarding Ovi's future beyond next season. The team also stated the email was sent from an individual with the corporate sales department. And, of course, so they had to backtrack on all that, and all the season ticket holders are going, whoa.
Damage control.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't just some small little thing in the email. It said in all caps, Alex Ovechkin's final NHL season.
Right.
And it was highlighted in red.
Well,
I don't know.
Is that somebody making an assumption, or do you think that they've heard that, but they just don't want it announced? Because certainly Ovi hasn't said that. The team hasn't said it.
Right.
Why is somebody who's up in the corporate sales department saying an email in all caps?
You would think they're getting it from somewhere, right?
Or is just, we kind of assume that. Yeah. A lot of us on the show have made this assumption
who knows
that next season is probably the last.
Who knows who it is? Could be anybody.
I think that they probably know this last season.
They're probably aware. And it's most, let's be honest,
the donk wasn't supposed to put that out publicly.
It's most likely his last season. I mean, the guy's going to be 40 years old, and he's in the last year of his contract.
Yeah. We kind of all assume that.
I'm going into next season assuming that it's Ovi's last season.
Right.
I'm bracing myself.
Well, that's what I mean. So
that.
Whoever this person was, obviously got it from somewhere. I don't think they just made it up.
I wouldn't think so.
You could be just anticipating it.
Yeah, I don't know, but you got to clear that with somebody.
You're putting together. Maybe he's putting together a sales package. Okay. If it's a corporate sales guy, he's putting together a package. He wants to highlight that you have to get the tickets because it's the last season. Put a rush on it. Has the package together, and then I don't know. Maybe sends out the wrong email to the season ticket holders.
Maybe just when they're editing the email, they accidentally deleted. Could be.
Yeah,
they had written it out, or blame it on ChatGPT. They maybe just said, "Hey, ChatGPT, give me a sales pitch for our corporate sponsors."
I don't know. GPT
spit it out.
My guess is he heard it from somebody because you don't put that. That email's got to be cleared by a number of people before he sent it out to thousands of people.
Well, I know yesterday our guy, he was Rick Van Stone.
I'm sure.
Jim.
Oh,
I'm sure he was not happy.
I bet.
Couldn't have been a good day at that office.
No, you that's attention that you don't want.
I wonder if that person who sent the email out is still with the company.
I don't know, but I'm guessing they got admonished. There was a firm talking to.
They got tongue lashing. That person shouldn't be fired.
No, but I mean,
they should. I'm just wondering if they were.
It depends. I mean, if they were told, not to put that out there.
What if it was a 25-year-old kid who just started working?
Then you get fired.
Take your lumps early.
If it's someone pretty high up, then I can see him not getting fired. But if it's just a younger kid,
I'm betting that it was somebody kind of anticipating it, putting together a sales pitch, had it in there, and then just mistakenly sent it out.
Right.
I don't think it's as nefarious as Drab is saying, where he was told that.
He was told by somebody?
He was told by somebody and then put it in there and everything like
that. Well, it wasn't an accident. it was highlighted and capitalized.
Yeah.
To stand out in the email. They wanted, whoever sent it out wanted you to see that.
Right. And if you know that it's Ovi's last season, of course you want that highlighted in the email that you're the email blast that you're
because
sending
that'll sell more tickets.
Right. You want to get more butts in the seats.
Or the email the person made the email, saved it as a draft and ready to send out the moment he announces retirement.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong draft.
And it's just out there.
Then it's out there.
You can't get it. Maybe I'm just
too forgiving.
You got a big heart. You're a softy over there, Valdez. It's okay.
Well, we'll figure it out. We got sources over there. And we'll talk to some people over there and find out exactly what happened. But that was kind of interesting. I actually watched more of the Stanley Cup playoffs last night than I did the NBA playoffs.
Look at you.
I was watching a lot of the first period of the Edmonton-Dallas game.
You love Stars, Oilers.
And Edmonton they win 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 3 in the first. They're going to play the Florida Panthers. This is a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final.
It is, yes.
Of course, Florida beat them. Florida won the first 3 games of last year's series. Edmonton came back and tied it, and then Florida won it game 7. This is the first Stanley Cup rematch since 2009, when I believe it was Pittsburgh and Detroit. So it's been, 15, 16 years. And a Canadian team hasn't won the Cup since early 90s. I think it was the Canadians. Okay. They haven't won a Cup since 93.
Yeah, I'm forced to root for Edmonton because of
you're definitely an Oilers fan.
My scalding hot take on the Florida Panthers about 2 or 3 years ago. And as soon as I said it, as soon as it went into this microphone, when I said the Florida Panthers are losers and they don't know how to win titles, they go to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals after that. So,
yeah.
I guess I didn't know what I was talking about.
Right.
So I can kind of own that and wear that at this point.
Yeah. But you're definitely an Edmonton Oilers fan.
Oh, for this. Yeah. Definitely want to see
I mean, David. Not that you'll watch any of it.
I'll watch some, but I mean, it'll be, casual.
We need to invest in it. They gave us a 7-game series last year. It was phenomenal. It's flipped. The Oilers get the hammer this time. They get game 7 at home.
Right.
That's true.
I think it could be a phenomenal series. That we always talk about how great playoff hockey is.
Mm-hmm.
We need to all invest in watching.
When is game 1? Can you say
Wednesday?
Wednesday
night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wednesday 8:30 on TNT, I believe.
Wednesday 8:30.
Game 1.
Hopefully I'm an hour and 15 minutes into seeing flops at my tournament at MGM. So I'll have an eye on it, but I can't promise full dedication to at least game 1.
Okay. All right.
But I will do my best to keep up with the rematch. Cuz it should be entertaining.
And Drabby, I'll be invested into first periods of the games.
Okay.
Unless it's on the weekend. The game's on the weekend. I can watch a little bit more, but I'll be invested in first periods. Although 8:30, that's kind of a late a puck drop for me on a Wednesday. But, I mean, this is a rematch of last year. Obviously, I don't even remember last year's Stanley Cup final. But, there's some firepower here. And Cakes is a huge Connor McDavid fan.
I am.
You always talk about him.
I mean, he's the best player currently in the NHL.
But you always talk about him. You said, Connor McDavid's awesome.
He's a stud. He just never won a Stanley Cup.
Right.
This is his opportunity again.
So will you watch game 1? Drabby will watch game 1 on Wednesday.
Yep. Got to lock in.
He's in.
So the Knicks did win last night. They beat the Pacers 111-94. So they're trying to make it interesting. So that series is now 3-2 Indiana. So they'll go back to Indiana for game 6. And Halliburton, Halliburton's been on fire in the playoffs, but last night, not his best game. Only took 7 shots and hit 2 of them at 8 points. Nobody really played well for Indiana in the starting lineup. But so 111-94 was your final. So now it's 3-2. Head back to Indiana for game 6. Last night, Towns, who of course hurt his knee in game 5, and they didn't know if he was going to play. He was pretty good. He had 24 and 13, and Jalen had 32 in that game. Hey, the Nats
put up
9
are they
getting more.
Close to 500?
They are 26 and 30, maybe?
Yeah, I think they're 4 under.
Yeah, something like that.
26 and 30.
26 and 30.
Yep. 7-3 in the last 10.
But they pounded Drabby's Mariners for a second night in a row. Put up another 9 spot. Now, this went to extra innings. They scored 7 runs in the 10th.
You got Josh Bell.
Josh
Bell. Must have heard you.
He heard
you
me clubbing him.
Goofing on him.
Yeah, and he's been on fire. He hit a bomb last night. Luis Garcia had four hits. James Wood had a double, drove in two more. He's hitting 288. And Mackenzie Gore was pretty much unhittable. Now, he didn't get the decision because it went to extras, but he went six, four hits, no earned, no walks, eight Ks. So now the Nats will travel to Arizona this weekend to play the D-backs. But, yeah, I mean, nine runs a couple nights ago, nine runs last night.
I mean, James Wood leads them in every statistical batting category.
Yeah, I mean,
he's just carrying them.
He's
61
legit.
Hits, 42 RBI, 15 dingers. You know what? I'm not going to jinx him. I was going to throw a number out for James Wood, but I don't want to mess up his fantastic season. So I'll just keep it to myself.
What were you going to say? Like he's going to be an all-star? Or
I was going to say he's going to hit a certain number of home runs.
Oh. I mean, I think he's probably going to be in the low to mid-30s.
I mean, the number I was thinking of was higher than that, but...
All right, you think he's going to get into the 40s, possibly?
He could,
yeah.
It's a good chance.
He's awesome. But yeah, so that was just interesting that I think it was on Tuesday we were talking about that Ken Rosenthal article,
mm-hmm.
just clubbing the team. And then they go out to Seattle and they lose that first game 9-1, but then they put up 18 runs in the last two. So, and they were just pounding the ball yesterday. There was only five games in the bigs last night, doubleheader in Philly between the Braves and Phillies. Phillies won the first game 5-4. Kyle Schwarber hit number 19, and the Braves came back in game two and beat Zach Wheeler, pounded him. I think Wheeler gave up six runs. He's been a stud. He was coming into the game. He was 6-1 with an ERA of like 2.5, but the Braves beat him 9-3. So only five games in baseball last night. Cakes asked me if I bet on the Nats. I said, you know what? I completely forgot because it was such a light schedule.
You spaced.
That's what I do. I look at the schedule and I go, oh, it was only five games.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't get you
out.
Tantalized enough.
But
you need like double digit games.
But on Fridays?
Is that like 15 games? Like,
yeah, I mean, everybody plays on Fridays.
Yeah.
So I'll put in a bunch. The Memorial Tournament's going on out in Ohio, round one. Ben Griffin shoots a 65. He was 7-under yesterday. Colin Morikawa, who plays that course very well, also shot the 67. So he's 5-under.
Should Cakes and I know Ben Griffin?
No.
Well, you don't, but.
Of course we shouldn't know.
He's a Carolina boy, went to University of North Carolina. Stud. Won last week or a couple weeks ago, whenever that was. Was that last week Valdez won? Ben Griffin?
Yes.
Yeah, that was last week. Our boy Denny McCarthy, I believe he shot even par. So he'll tee off at 11:55. Now, this is a smaller field. There is a cut. So maybe 15, 20 guys will miss the cut. But this is a signature event. That's a $20 million purse. The winner of this event will get $4 million. So this is a big dog, and a lot of the big names are in it. Scottie Scheffler shot 2-under. So he's T7, and he'll tee off at 10:15. So lots of stuff going on this weekend. And of course, we'll get the weekend parlay here in about an hour.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I prepped a little top five. It's been a while since we played top five.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to do this example, all right?
We'll try.
If you want to play for the Post Malone tickets, you can call in now at 800-636-1067. All right. I'll let you lead off, Cakes.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Top five NFL quarterbacks in the fourth quarter.
Ooh.
From last season?
Yeah, so these were quarterbacks judged by their clutch performances.
I know one of them.
Your top five.
You ever hear of Jaden Daniels?
He's number two.
Okay, that's one of them.
All right, I'll take Mahomes.
He did not make the top five. Cakes, easy winner.
Oh, really?
Thank you. Who's been saying that JD5 is creeping up on Mahomes?
Valdez's guy, Lamar Jackson,
yep.
Number one.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know another one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, I've already been eliminated.
No, let's go ahead. It's fine.
Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield was number three.
Let's see. Who else clutch in the fourth?
Oh, there's another one. Oh, Jared Goff.
Josh Allen.
Nope.
Not Jared Goff either?
Jalen Hurts, four. And surprisingly, Tua, number five.
Okay.
All right.
Number five. But that's how you play top five. So you can call in now, 800-636-1067. We're giving away some tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.